It's Ken Evans and Rachel Gray. Man, so many sides to this one today.
I know.
We're talking about this veteran who was asked to leave because he had a service dog at the holiday bar. We've had a lot of people calling that don't want to go on the air.
It does seem that way.
Because, I mean, people get nervous because people think you're attacking the military.
And that's not what's happening.
In this situation. And a lot of people are saying, hey, you know what? The holiday bar, they apologized. They said they did wrong. They donated $2,000 to the veterans home. We just had a vet call in. He said, look, it feels like this other guy's milking it if he's asking for $25,000 for another service dog.
Right.
That there's people in this bar that are veterans.
Mm-hmm.
That there's a lot of places in West Michigan that have done things like this. They never apologize. They never say a word.
And that's exactly what they did. They saw their mistake. They made good on that mistake, but it wasn't good enough for this veteran. And now he wants them to raise $25,000 to sponsor a service dog.
Now, what do you think about this situation? We've got Marie on the line. Now, Marie's a veteran, or a veterinarian, I should say.
Yes.
Not a veteran, but she works with a lot of these service dogs as a veterinarian, and she works in animal control. What do you got for us, Marie?
If you went into that bar with that dog as a service dog, and somebody did step on its paw and it bit somebody and that person had to go to the hospital, who's liable for that bite?
Right.
Who, you guys know who actually is liable?
My guess is the bar would be liable.
Well, the bar's going to get sued whether or not they're liable or not.
The bar allowed the dog.
Yeah. Now, here's the situation. If you work with these dogs, how are they? They're trained to handle that, though, aren't they?
Not necessarily. I had a service dog come in for vaccines the other day, and granted, it wasn't, depending on the program that they go through, wearing the vest, but four people, a muzzle, to pin it down just to give it a vaccine.
Oh, wow.
The owner is oblivious to the fact that she might bite somebody if she's put in a threatening situation.
Wow.
Okay.
So if somebody says, don't pet my dog, that means don't pet my dog.
Gotcha. All right. Thanks for checking in. I appreciate that.
So no problem.
And that's somebody who works with those dogs every day and says, no, these dogs aren't as calm and like as steely-eyed and as cool as some people make them out to be.
Which I think is shocking to hear her tell that story. It's kind of like, whoa.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of those things, too, where like if you're just sitting behind a bar and you see a dog there and you're in a club, I mean, it's essentially a club at that point of the night. Like, man, I don't want your dog to get stepped on and freak out and bite somebody. I don't want your dog to get hurt. Exactly.
Yeah. Can you imagine how many people are like, can I pet that dog? Like,
It
would make me nervous.
We had somebody call in earlier, say somebody was out with an alleged service dog that was having chicks come up to pet it.
Right.
Like, come on.
Really? And that's the thing. When people do that, it makes you really skeptical for everybody else.
And there's all kinds of terrible places. I mean, I remember Don Julio's a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
They refused a service dog. Just straight up refused a dog because somebody didn't like it. Yes, that's terrible. That's ridiculous.
Right.
Call the ADA. A lot of people are saying, look, the bar fessed up. The bar donated a lot of money. They said they were in the wrong and everybody learned a lesson.
Yeah.
Is that enough or not?
And, you know, I'm not going to be the one to say what's enough, but I will say there are two sides to every single story and the internet freaking out. We don't know.
Yeah, it doesn't help the situation.
No, it doesn't help.
And again, I said 100% this veteran has the right to go to the ADA and still file his complaint. In fact, if you really want to clarify the situation, maybe that's what you do.
I think it is what you do. Let them decide.
Let them decide and figure out the gray area. Does this bar get fined or were they in the right? What was going on? I don't know. But the $25,000 does feel like a little bit of a shakedown. And we've had veterans call in to say that did want to go on the air, though.
Yeah.
Again, allegedly, I can't verify somebody on the phone, but we've had a couple of people call in that didn't want to go on the air.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because, you know, you don't want to be accused of being anti-American.
Right.
And that's what it feels like if you go, well, I don't know about this.
I think people are always afraid to discuss things like this for that reason.
Well, if you still want to get in on it, you can do it. 105.3HotFM.com. Link up Facebook, Twitter, and more. It's Ken Evans and Rachel Gray, Grand Rapids 105.3 Hot FM. Good morning.